Hey, it's me. Fuck, I can't wait to leave this place. The only thing getting me through the day is knowing I'll see you at the end of it. Otherwise, I think I'd be killing myself right about now. I just want to go home and take off my shoes and stockings, take off these fucking tight work pants. Maybe make sure you're clothless too. And snuggle up under a blanket with some hot drinks. It sounds so perfect right now. Or maybe I want you to use those skilled hands of yours to rub me down a little. You know, there's only one better feeling in the world than taking off one's shoes after a long day. Yes. That's right. I want your long, delicate fingers massaging and caressing my tired soles. Even thinking about it makes my toes tingle. If I can focus, I can feel your strong fingers run up and down my smooth soles. Fuck, I want that. Can't I just take you to work with me? You can just live under my desk rubbing my feet whenever I need it, which will be all the time, because I'm greedy. Seriously, rub my feet and I'm yours forever. I'll turn into hot jelly in your hands, and then you can do with me as you please. Please do. But it also kind of turns me on, especially when you slide down and wrap your lips around my toes. Oh, it both tickles and feels so good. Your hot tongue circling each toe feels amazing, like their own little saliva spa bath. Oh, and the way you gaze up at me when you suckle, your eyebrows furrowed in pleasure, the soft moans that escape around my toes, the way your eyes sometimes start rolling back into your head. Oh, I can tell how hard you're trying to stop them from doing that, the way you blink and sigh. It's so cute. It's always about at that point when the blanket starts turning into a tent. How can I resist myself as I get harder and harder? It's not long before the blanket is bobbing up and down as I slowly stroke myself to the sight of you sucking on my toesies. Oh, fuck. I just want to touch myself right here at work, at my desk. Oh, I'm going to be so blue-balled when I get home. It'll be a nice, thick load for you. And I know exactly how I want you to extract said load. After you've had your fill of my sexy feet, I imagine you kissing my legs, leaving no area of my skin unkissed. I'll toss the blanket aside and spread my legs wide for you while you continue your journey of smooches up and up. I know you can't resist slipping in some tongue as you make your way up my thighs. As I spread wider, moaning as I softly stroke my hard cock to the rhythm of your lips. I wonder where you'll go first. I know you can't resist a little lick of my tight asshole. Oh, I lick around and around, brushing that hot tongue against my rosebud. It makes me throb so hard in my hand. I need to squeeze a little harder to control it. Oh, It won't take long before you begin to crave my balls. They're right in your face as you rim me, after all. Oh, you'll trail that eager tongue up and over my full balls. Balls that have been blue all fucking day. They just need a good tongue bath and a suckling first. And you'll do it eagerly, moaning as you use your mouth with such lustful disregard of the world around us. Only my pleasure matters, and you do all in your power to please me. And then, after having a teaser for what my balls hold for you, you'll run your tongue up my cock, over my fingers as I stroke, and take my tip with your mouth. Oh, fuck. I can just feel your lips around me right now. Oh, God. Oh, and then, fuck me. Oh, God, comes the best part. I let go of my cock, and you gaze into my eyes as you slowly engulf me. I throb with each inch that disappears down your throat. Oh, God, it's the best feeling after a long day. My cock enveloped by your hot mouth. Finally, in the place it was meant to be. You'll smile around me as you descend to my base, and you'll do that cute little wink as you hold me in for as long as you can stand. Oh. Then you'll pull back, my cock sliding from its home, coming out glistening and throbbing harder than before. Oh, I wouldn't be able to stand it much longer. Oh, I just need to run my hands through your hair and pull you gently back in, controlling your head as you bob back and forth. Oh, my cock playing hide and seek inside your throat, over and over. Oh, and that's when your hands will move up. One taking my soaked balls, caressing, and the other using a finger to rub and tease my ass once again. Oh, oh, fuck. My knees are shaking in my office chair right now. God. If anyone asked me to stand, I'd probably knock the computer monitor off my desk. Oh, but I want that so bad. That triple threat of ecstasy. Cock, balls, and ass. Oh, I want to enjoy it for so long. But I know it wouldn't last. Especially with these blue balls. You'd probably tip me over the edge with increasing finger pressure against my ass until it finally glides in. Oh, fucking shit. After a few more deep pushes down your throat with your finger moving in my ass, I'd be ready. I'd pull you off, moaning at the sight of your saliva stringing off my tip. I'd take a hold of my cock again, stroking and bringing my feet together so that my heels touch my balls. And then fuck. Oh, fuck, you know what comes. I burst all over my feet, covering them with hot cum, thick streams coming with each convulsion. Oh, my toes curl and my soles crunch, and you watch with hungry eyes until I'm finally empty. Oh, oh, my feet would be so completely white and covered. But then you lean on in and suck that final drop of cum from my tip before moving down and licking at my feet, scooping up my load and swallowing it with moans of glee. You clean up the mess you made so good. That's right, your mess. You caused this. My feet and toes covered in spunk is the end result of what you do to me. Fuck. Anyway, I should really get back to work. Oh, I've spent too much time fantasizing about what's going to happen when I get home. You better listen to this message very carefully and take notes. If even one thing is not done as I've described, then there will be hell to pay. Bye.